Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
LaMonica Garrett is a great actor, and he's in the new Nick Cage movie, Primal. I watched the movie, and we'll talk to him about that, but there's so much more I want to talk to this guy about because I've actually been a fan of his work. He's done a great job with all the DC comics and all the CW shows. I'm a huge fan of Arrow and Flash and Legends, and he's been on all of those and as Monitor, and the guy's been great. He's been in all these series, and it's just fantastic having him on the bench. LaMonica, my man, thanks for coming on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I saw your, when they did the makeup on you for that role as Monitor, and I think that, you know, the Crisis on Infinite Earths, that that makeup,
yeah.
I've never seen anything like that. How long did that take to get that face done by all those people as you're sitting there all ripped out of your mind with gigantic muscles sitting naked in that chair, and you got like 10 people putting makeup on you? How the hell long did that take?
That's about a two hours and 15-minute process to take it on, and about 20 minutes to take off each night.
That is crazy. How do you sit there for 2.5 hours doing that every day?
My yoga pays off. I just check out and go to my happy place.
I guess, man. That is crazy. Listen, now, my son turned me on to, Arrow and Flash. And I just, I'm 54 years old. I don't get into all that stuff. Next thing you know, I watched every single episode of every season. I have watched every single one of them. How crazy is that at my age that I'm watching those shows? I think those shows are kick-ass.
Yeah, that's not crazy at all, because I watch the shows and I read the comic books. So my wife really gets on me. It's just being a big kid. But that's the world that I grew up in, and I'm still in it. It's crazy.
I think, I like them all, but I became a huge fan of Arrow. I just think that show is so awesome. I really liked it. I thought, Flash was different for me. I'll be honest, I thought Arrow had just way more violence and way more, fight scenes, the karate, everybody getting kicked in the face, people getting arrows shot through their chests and heads, and people getting shot dead and bombs going off, and I just thought it was way more violent for me.
Yeah, Arrow is definitely grittier and edgier, and it's like most of the stuff happens at night, it's definitely an edgier show.
How do you like working with that crew? Like, I really like those actors. I think you guys all are fantastic on it. How did you like being a part of that show for so long?
It was amazing. I mean, they welcomed me with open arms. They've been going for years. Arrow was 8 years. I think Flash is 5 or 6 years. I did Supergirl. I did Legends. This season I did Batwoman. Like, they've been going for a while, and it's great for them to, welcome this new character with open arms like I've been one of them for years.
They're all
amazing.
I did, I've done a few. I did, CSI Miami's. I've been on a few shows. I've been in a few movies, basically playing myself or playing a sportscaster because of my voice. And I've had the luxury of being on these sets, and it's really cool. And I think it's really neat. But I have to say that I can't imagine how just absolutely phenomenal it has to be on a series that lasts as long as those, like in terms of like, because I'm still getting paid for doing these CSIs. I get a check every month. You know how that goes.
Yeah.
But the fact that you've been on these series for so long, how phenomenal is that, that those checks just keep rolling, even though they're so small, the reruns. But how crazy is that to be on like Sons for 7 years, these DC Comics for 7, 8 years, these series. That's crazy as an actor. It's got to be great.
Yeah, it's a blessing, definitely. And it takes a while to get to the point to where you're on multiple shows and films and, you know, everything like that. And once you do get on, it's like all the years you were sleeping on your friends' couches, it kind of, it pays off in the end. But, yeah, it's definitely a blessing, and I don't take it for granted.
LaMonica Garrett is with us. He's in the new movie Primal with Nick Cage. I have to ask you, my producer Mafia told me that your parents named you after Daryl LaMonica. Are you a Raider fan growing up in San Francisco, or were you a Niner fan?
I'm a Niner fan. And that's it's hard because when I'm around Raider fans and they hear my name, like, oh, yeah, you're one of us. Slow down. I like the Raiders, but I grew up behind Candlestick. I'm Joe Montana, Ronnie Lott, Tom Rathman, Roger Craig, Jerry Rice. Like, those are my guys.
So you were like, because I've seen you, you're ripped out of your face. You're so huge. What is what's the deal when you did the slam ball? How the hell did that happen? Because what were you like, were you a football player or something? And then you became you tried out for NFL teams. You didn't make it. And then you started doing slam ball and became like a rock star in that crazy sport.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Once football was over and I realized it wasn't going to happen, I moved back to L.A. to pursue acting. And then this audition came up, and I thought it was a TV show, but it was slam ball. And once I started hearing more and more about it, I was like, I still had those competitive juices from playing football. You know, I was younger. I still had that in me. So I tried out. I made it, and I became pretty good at it. And the last year I played, I led the league in scoring. And there were a handful of guys that played football. Most of the league was basketball players. So the football players were just, the games we played were overly physical,
right,
and just fun. You're 20 feet in the air, you're colliding with 250-pound guys. Like, it was just, it was some of the most fun I've ever had playing. It's like a live video game.
That's crazy. You know, do you remember that show? I used to be on the show Battledome. Do you remember that one in L.A. where I was the guy in the soccer jerseys and sunglasses as Steve Albert and I were the play-by-play and color guy, and I did all those violent sports that they, you know, these guys were like trying to kill each other. It was pretty cool. So we shot that at the LA Sports Arena. I used to live in LA for 10 years, so that's how I got in all these shows. It's pretty cool that you did slam ball. That was violent. I loved it. So tell me about LaMonica Garrett with us from Primal, the new movie with Nick Cage. You see him on all the DC Comics shows on CW. He's a great actor. He's been on everything. Tell me about, I just watched Primal today. Bizarre movie, basically about Nick Cage is a animal hunter who gets this leopard or whatever, this cat, this million-dollar cat from the jungle, and he's trying to bring it back and sell it. And he gets on this cargo ship with all these animals that he's hunted down, and the next thing you know, all hell breaks loose with some lunatic that's basically trying to kill everyone on the ship. And I mean, the movie's insane. Am I wrong? I watched the whole thing. It was insane.
Yeah, it's one of those fun, like, old school action thrillers where it's, you see the setup happening, like, oh wow, okay, you have a psychotic killer on this ship that you have to transport to another place. It's claustrophobic, it's small. Okay, let's throw in a bunch of wild predatory animals. What could go wrong? And of course, everything does go wrong, and that's the popcorn movie factor of it, where it's just you go, you check out, and you're entertained for like 97 minutes, and with a fun twist in the end. But it's just, it's nonstop action. It was so much fun to film it.
Did you like working with crew and Nick Cage? How was that?
That was it. It was intense. Like, Nick, I grew up watching all of his movies and finally getting to meet him. I never thought I'd work with him, but just meeting him was great. He's a great dude. And working with him, he was the most professional actor I've ever worked with. Like, he was the nicest guy, but he was a great actor as well. So the whole set, like Michael Imperioli, Kevin Durant is awesome, Famke Janssen, like the cast was amazing. And we all bonded out there. Like, when you're shooting on location away from, you know, everything you know, you kind of gel together. And when we weren't shooting, we were out hanging out and just taking in the island, taking in San Juan.
Oh, is that where you shot it, huh?
Yeah, we were in Puerto Rico shooting that.
Oh, that's cool. I thought it was a cool flick. I have to say, though, that honestly, the greatest show, my top two shows I've ever seen in my life that I like, because I'm like a binge watcher, I think like everybody else, the two best shows I ever saw in my life were Breaking Bad and Sons of Anarchy. And I think that show, like, I watch Mayans now, and I love it, but I got to tell you, I thought Sons of Anarchy was, like, the coolest. I mean, I thought Breaking Bad was just absolutely on a level all by itself. But I think Sons of Anarchy was the baddest ass television show I've ever seen in my life. How cool was that to be on that show like you were? That had to be just absolutely rock star status.
Oh, yeah. Sons of Anarchy, that was my my first break, if you will, like my first recurring role on a television show. And I was only supposed to do two or three episodes, and it turned into, you know, a little over three seasons. And that show, the cult following Sons of Anarchy had, I have, like, I'll be in different locations and, you know, different states shooting, and people recognize me from Sons more than any other show or movie I've been a part of, because that the fan base, the outreach was just everywhere. No matter where you go, SOA had a cult-like following behind it, and they still do.
And it's crazy. And then what about, like, you were on Designated Survivor. That was a good run, too, you had.
Yeah, no, Designated was my first lead role on a television show. And, yeah, everything, like, you know, there's steps to everything and the progression of, you know, becoming a name actor in Hollywood, you know, however you want to call it. Designated Survivor played a huge role in my career, just as Sons did, and sky's the limit. Who knows where I go from here, but I know, like, all of it is just, I'm having the time of my life right now.
Now, I don't want to catch you off guard, but do you remember, like, so on Arrow, I just want to throw this out there. This guy, I thought he was such a great bad guy on the show that I can't even begin to tell you how, I just thought he was phenomenal on the show. Two different guys. Neil McDonough, I thought was great, and I thought and Kirk Acevedo's been on my show many times. I thought those two guys played bad guys so terrifically. I mean, I can't even tell you both of those guys. I don't even know which one was better, but I thought they were both so fantastic as bad guys. Neil McDonough, I'd say tops Acevedo, but they were both so great as bad guy. I mean, they really were awesome.
Yeah, they're both veteran actors, and they're really good at what they do. Acevedo, we had drinks with him when I was out there filming, and he was on Oz before,
right?
Like back in the day, remember that old prison show?
Sure.
And Oz was one of the first, you know, one of the first shows in cable that really changed the game. Oz, The Wire, like that ilk, kind of set the table for the Breaking Bads and the Sons of Anarchies, and he's been doing it since then. So yeah. I expect nothing less from both of those guys.
Well, you're doing great, man. And I think Primal is really cool. I think everyone should go check it out. You play U.S. Marshal John Ringer on there. I won't tell anybody what happens. I won't spoiler it. But you're great in everything you do. I'm a big fan of your work. Keep rocking it, dude. And you're doing fantastic. And I'll always be pulling for you. It's great having you on the show tonight. Continued success. And aren't you having a son here, your first kid, in any day now?
Yeah, later on this month, little man's on the way. It's happening in real time. It's happening.
So that's it, your first one, right?
Yeah.
Dude, you're in for it. I'm telling you, I got two kids. They're teenagers now. But believe me, you, that first couple years, that'll make a man out of you. I mean, you think those working on those sets and doing makeup for 2.5 hours, you're going to need yoga a lot more with that kid. You're going to need some namaste, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go to my happy place a lot, I'm sure. Well, I can't wait.
Yeah, you won't have many happy places for those first 2 years, brother. Believe me, he's going to run your rooster. Hey, continued success, man. It's great getting to know you a little bit. Thanks for coming on the show tonight on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for having me, brother. I really appreciate it.
I like that guy. LaMonica Garrett, check out his new movie with Nicolas Cage, Primal, in theaters now. It's out already, and it's on video on demand. It's kick-ass. I watched it today.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.